What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to therealreal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at therealreal.com. That's therealreal.com. Terms apply.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Guys, just a quick one before Gorka comes in. It's April Fool's, so I'm making us drinks today. Gorka's has got a pig snout on the bottom of it. If you're watching, you'll see it. If you're listening, every time he has a sip, I'm going to go, you probably won't know what's going on, but yeah, April Fool's.
Coming up.
Próximamente.
Gemma, I'm impressed.
We used to go and get drunk on this Mad Dog 2020. And
high school or primary school?
Friggin' hell, what do you think?
I bloody love your wife, and I was like, so do I.
Oh, no. You've dotted my wholesome time of year.
I'm happy for a Trevor Garden party. Get a little bouncy castle.
Pool.
Pool?
If it's hot.
Stupid.
No, I miss panties, not stupid, Gemma.
I thought, shut the fuck up, Gorka. Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos.
Water. I put electrolytes in yours. I know you like to stay hydrated.
Yeah, because I haven't drank much today, to be honest.
I know, I can tell.
I was just going through this. The game is funny.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. Do you know, I've just realised this what? Is going to be the first time in about, well, a week that we've actually sat together on the couch and spoke.
Yeah, because a week ago I was in the plane now.
You've been in New York, and since you've been home, it's been kids and chaos. It's fabulous New York, isn't it?
I wish I was still there.
Oh, none taken. Welcome to Lost in Translation, another episode. I'm Gemma, this is Gorks.
Hola.
Gorka Marquez, the bull from Bilbao, Gorka the Corker, whatever you want to call him.
Not the bull.
Not the bull, why?
Yeah, I'm more like a flamingo de Bilbao.
For those who are new, welcome along. Thank you for joining. For those that have been with us from the start, bless you.
Thank you for being loyal to us.
God bless you for staying. This is, well, it's our podcast where we sit on this lovely couch and we have a catch up. Because believe it or not, we do live together, but we hardly see each other.
True.
It's like passing ships. So we talk about parenting. We solve one of your dilemmas each week because you guys love getting in touch, which we absolutely love.
We tell each other what annoys off each other.
Yeah, we have a debate every week. Mm-hmm. So something that's really peed us off about each other that we have to keep to ourselves until this moment. But it's a listen and don't judge zone, isn't it? And if you do want to get in touch, which we do encourage, we love hearing from you, it's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. You can follow us at lost.in.podcast on social media, or you can WhatsApp us. You can send us a voice note. We might play it out.
Oh, devil seven.
Are you doing it? Do you want to do the number?
I can do the number, yeah. I love to
Why
do the number.
Why did you whisper it?
No, because I didn't remember it. I couldn't see it, yeah. So you can message us on WhatsApp at 077-610-398-98.
That's 077-610-398-98. Yeah, without further ado...
Vámonos!
Gork has been in New York for the last week. The pictures... They look incredible. You had a blast, didn't you? You were like Macaulay Culkin on your own.
Yeah, with a backpack.
What was your favourite part? The run went okay, I take it.
Yeah, very good, yeah. My favourite part, it's just everything in the city. Like, my favourite part probably was the last day. Mm. It was very sunny and I left all the luggage, everything in the backpack because most of every day I was going with the backpack to go to, with the cameras or going somewhere. But the last day, I checked out of the hotel, left everything in the concierge, and I just wet myself with the camera and walk around from 9:30 to 2 o'clock, and I went to Chelsea and I was just like having a coffee and just taking pictures of everything outside. Aww. So I loved that.
There is something magical about New York.
I was speaking with Adrian and I was telling him they feel like I was on a catwalk or a fashion show every single day. Every single person dress up like, I don't know. I don't know if you saw the picture I sent you, that girl with the glasses.
The glasses and the long coat, yeah.
She looks like she was on a catwalk.
Yeah.
Then there was these like guys with the hats, like, probably like, you know, like Tupac. Like,
it's like Sex in the City.
Like hip hop. It was just, everybody's so cool, yeah. With the bikes. You see, like, for example, like, it was this guy with this bike. It looks like a motorbike, but it's a cycle, yeah? With an electric battery, which he was wearing this like cool helmet with the glasses going on the bike to walk. Everybody, Wall Street, everybody in suits, it's just amazing.
Mm. Did you go to, you know, you didn't, I've already asked you this, you didn't go to Little Italy, did you?
No.
That's my favourite place. I once went to Little Italy.
What is with you in Italy and all Italy, Italian food?
No,
you have an obsession with that.
I got a pizza once from Little Italy.
I went for a pizza to Joe's Pizza, the famous one.
I had to tip the box to get it out the door.
Yes.
It was absolutely
massive. I have my one.
Massive.
I have the
massive one. I just like the New York Italian accent, that's all.
I have the big, big pizza from Joe's Pizza. Mm. Which is the most famous one.
Oh, nice.
And I wanted to buy a slice, two slices, yeah, because they are massive.
Yeah.
But when I look at the queue was so big that in the other side, they have two entrances, the slice entrance and the full pizza. And the full pizza was no queue. So literally, I bought a full pizza for $35. For myself.
Wow.
And I was like, home, Kevin, I was walking on the street, it was raining, and I was just stopping every block to get the pizza and get it, yeah.
Meanwhile, I was up to my elbows in puke and antibiotics, wasn't I, when you were away? Not myself. Both the kids got sick when Gorka was away.
It's always when I go away.
Yeah. Oh, when I go away.
Yeah.
When I was filming for Channel 4, Mia was in Out of Hours. She was really poorly.
That's good they don't get sick next week.
Touch wood.
Because you're going to wear some water.
Touch wood, they don't get sick.
Thank you for the electrolytes.
It's all right.
What was that for?
I got some in my throat. No, so basically the kids had tonsillitis. Mia was sent home from school on the Friday. I was supposed to be going out with the girls. I'd had this night planned for how long?
Literally, it was good.
About 3 months we'd planned this night. Me and my three best mates. We were like, oh, we're so excited. And it was literally about 40 minutes before they were due to arrive. In fact, I FaceTimed them to explain I couldn't go. And they were all glammed up, sat in Laura's house, literally ready to jump in a cab to ours. But I couldn't have gone because half of me thought, should I go and drive and then come straight home? And I was like, no, because I won't be able to focus.
Mm.
And I know when you're ill, they just want your mum, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
That's why I was like, I know because I wasn't there, but at the same time, I was quite relaxed because I was like, even if I was there, they won't want me, they won't Gemma, so it's okay.
Yeah, they always want me when they're ill. And Tiago threw up all over the bedroom. I was carrying him to the bathroom. I nearly slipped in it. Benji was even looking at me as if to say, what's going on? But for the first time, he slept next to me all night. For the first time.
Oh, wow.
Because he'd been sick, I didn't want to leave him on his own. And it was just so... so lovely.
He's breathing. He's like...
he was so relaxed, and they're both, like, touch wood, both completely fine now, back in school, back in nursery. But I remember my Whoop told me in the morning I'd had 2 hours, 36 minutes sleep.
You told me that?
And but I remember looking at him thinking, I don't care, because look at you. And Mia was okay. And you, I think anyone knows, even when your kids have got a cold, it's awful.
Yeah.
You think, give it me. So yeah, while Gorka was swanning around in New York,
another thing about New York, you know what? I think I had the best weekend to choose to go to New York. The weather was okay; it was very cold. I had snow the first day, then it was sunny. Then when it's windy, weather changed in New York every hour. Anyway, but it was the half marathon. It was St. Patrick's Day parade, which was incredible.
Yeah,
like I didn't know there was so many Irish people in New York, and then also. I think it was Friday. I was staying in a hotel near Grand Central Station. And when I arrived, I think I sent you the video. I was recording. Remember, I called you. I was in Grand Central.
Yeah.
And I was filming. I saw lots of like lights and like a set. Yeah. And I was like, what is this for? I think it was on the Thursday evening or Friday evening. Guess what? Alicia Keys was performing there live.
Alicia Keys?
Yeah. Because she was the 50th anniversary or birthday of Apple.
Right.
So they have this massive event and she was performing there.
There you go. Casual so, Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
It's April Fool's Day today. Pinch punch, first of the month, me. Pinch me.
Yeah.
Punch me. First of the month. There you go.
Great.
April Fool's. Do you do April Fool's in Spain?
Probably, yeah.
What do you mean probably? You either do or you don't. Like someone saying, I'll try and make
probably,
it.
But I don't know if I don't think it's in April. I think it's in November when we do it.
Did you used to do a lot of pranks on the November Fool's Day in Spain?
Probably. I do pranks all the time.
I used to, my mum actually bollocked me once for this. I used to put cling film over the toilet seat.
Of course you do, but that you can see that.
Not when you're rushing for a wee and the seat's already down.
True.
So we've done that. I can't remember what else we did. It was more so like just scare pranks.
Yeah.
But I don't know where April Fool's comes from. I don't actually know where it's from. Mia will be doing it at school.
Should we ask Siri? They know everything.
Do they?
Yeah. Hey Siri.
We don't need Siri, we've got producer Emery. He knows more. What's April Fool's for?
April Fool's comes from when they changed the calendar.
Right.
The New Year's used to be April 1st.
Told you.
January 1st. So they'd do April Fool's for anyone who still celebrated it on April 1st.
So it's for me, basically.
Yeah, because you're a fool, yeah.
Back before they mess with the actual nature's clock and nature's rhythm. Thank you, Henry.
Henry, who created the months?
The months?
Yeah, why would you... Who created, like, oh, let's call it January, February. Who created that?
Would it have been the Romans?
It was the Romans, yeah.
Gemma, I'm impressed. You didn't dress impressed, but your brain impressed
you
me
today. You think that I don't know a lot about...
No, I think you
like
are a bit blonde, yeah. No, just that's it.
That's the good thing about me, is the vibe I give off is not the brain in the head. And I love shocking people like I've just shocked you. Especially
well
in meetings when they go, how do you know that? And I say, because I listen. I listen and I don't judge.
Well done.
We've had a few messages before we go into our debate this week, which my debate now might be that Gorka's just said to me, you're a bit blonde. We've had a message from Tara. She says, hi, Gemma and Gorka. I love your podcast.
Thank you.
I could listen to both of your voices all day. Thank you.
Could you?
I've just listened to the episode with Mia and she is hilarious. I loved listening to her cute little accent and hearing her throw you under the bus about your trumping, Gemma.
I was watching the other day some of the clips and even the clips, even like videos that I had on my phone because I was in the hotel, you know, when you get up, be like,
yeah,
you know, 1 day, 2 days is fun, but then and then you're busy and then you have 2 hours and you just, oh, I miss them, yeah?
Yeah.
So I was looking at my videos on the phone and I was just thinking, Mia is so cute. She has a proper like monk accent, but with the Spanish mannerisms.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's almost like she's half you, half me.
It's like she's talking, but the way she articulates and that things and facial expressions, it's very Spanish.
Tara says,
you've got to love our girls, hey? So Tara's a mum as well. She said she is clearly a very clever little girl and the love she has for Tiago shines through. I have a son and a daughter who are 10 years apart, but they are each other's best friend. By the sounds of things, Mia and Tio will be the same. Mm. Can't wait for the next episode. Love, Tara. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Tara.
And she's obsessed with him. But even this morning, me and Tio got up first this morning. And Mia came downstairs about an hour later, quite tired, and she just said, "Mum, can I watch some telly?" And I said, "Not first thing in the morning." I said, "Go outside. The sun's out." I said, "Just get a bit of sunlight in your eyes." And she went, "Okay." Anyway, Tiago said, "I do it with her." So I said, "Right, okay." Sorry, my throat again. I said, "Right, okay." So they went outside together.
What's wrong with you?
They were literally running round, playing. He's obsessed with Spider-Man at the minute, Tiago. And we've got a massive spider near the gym.
In fact, I showed him yesterday the new trailer of Spider-Man.
Oh, does he want to watch it?
Yeah.
We were going to, speaking of trailers and films, we were talking about going to the cinema this weekend, weren't we? This weekend coming up, we've got no kids. Because they couldn't sleep at my sister's when they were poorly, she's having them this weekend for us instead.
I think this is my dilemma, yeah? So.
Oh, is it?
So just leave it there.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Is it really a dilemma? Oh, no, I've really annoyed you over it.
I haven't seen you, so... Yeah, anyway.
Okay, well, our parenting skills are actually going to be put to the test in this week's dilemma from the listener, apparently. So, should we do our debates? Mm-hmm. My debate this week is Gorka came back from New York and... You might have not seen yourself doing this.
I moan about it, everything. It was...
No.
Oh, okay.
But did you do that as well?
Yeah.
Oh. So there he is. He's admitting it himself. But yeah. No, that wasn't it.
Because everything was like upside down.
You walked around the house like an inspector doing a check on a tenant.
Yes.
You were literally doing this.
Yes, I know.
And then...
Moaning.
I went upstairs and I heard you say, "I've been away for 1 week and you tick my shelf." Regarding the supplement cupboard. And I thought, what's he on about? I've took his shelf. And then it dawned on me, Mia and Tiago were playing, rearranging, they were playing shops. And I thought, oh, bless them, they've not put stuff back. But I thought, I'm not even going to tell him it was the kids because it'll be annoying.
I doubt it was the kids because the shelf where is my supplements.
They had that thing that they stand on.
Okay.
Yeah, they were playing shops. And because they were poorly, I was like, knock yourself out, do whatever you want to do to make your both self feel better. And I just left it because obviously I was exhausted as well. But I heard him say under his breath, "I've been away for a week and she's taken my shelf." And as I was walking up the stairs, I mumbled to myself thinking, "I'll take you." Yeah, I thought, shut the fuck up, Gorka. And I just stomped upstairs. You might have heard her on the way up.
No, I didn't.
That's my debate for the week.
But it's true, it was everything upside down.
It wasn't. But it was upside down. Do you know what I did when you were in New York? Do you know how much mess we had? Like, the kids, bless them, were both poorly. So the house, the cleaning wasn't my priority when you were in New York gallivanting.
I wasn't gallivanting, I was running.
And it wasn't dirty. There was no dirt. There might have been toys everywhere and, you know, clothes that needed washing in piles in the utility, but there was no dirt.
This morning when I walked down...
Toilet was spotless.
This morning when I came down, it was a chance of a toilet roll or cardboard box or whatever.
Yeah, because Benji chewed it while I was training.
The fleece of his, you know the inside of a teddy?
Inside of his toy, he dripped his toy, yeah.
Everywhere.
But I was training. I got up, Cracker Sparrows this morning. In fact, I was proud of myself this morning. Before the whole school run, I got up with Tio. I had 10 minutes of natural light in my eyes, which sounds weird to some people, but I love it in the morning.
Especially when it's sunny like today.
Yeah, so I got my vitamin D with Tio. I did a 33-minute training session. I made his breakfast. This morning he had two eggs, a bowl of strawberries, fage yogurt, honey, raspberries and toast.
Eggs.
And then he asked for more eggs.
Yeah.
I did the ice bath, got him dressed and got myself out the door and walked Benji all before 8:30. I was very proud of myself this morning.
Come here.
You pat me on the back. Yeah. Just pat my hand, and I'll give it myself.
Well done.
What's your debate for me?
No, my debate. It's not debate. It was like, so when we were in New York, I was in New York. We were like a few of the guys we were running. Yeah,
yeah.
We're talking about movies and stuff because it was the Oscars at the weekend. Remember?
Of course, yeah.
So after the run, we were watching the Oscars and thinking about which one the Oscar, blah blah. So talking about movies, and we say no. Oh, I wanted to go and watch, because one of the guys went to watch, is it Wuthering Heights?
Wuthering Heights, yeah.
Wuthering Heights. I was like, I want to go and watch it. I heard good things. And I was like, my friend, the photographer from Madrid, he went to watch it. He's like, it's amazing because he's like, apparently the movie is very good as like...
cinematography and stuff.
Yeah,
and
like the shots, the way it's shot, the lighting, yeah. Everything is like, there is not a shot. You know, sometimes you watch a movie and there's shots that you think like, why is this shot?
Yeah.
So he said, like, every shot has a purpose and it's like a reason for it. So it's a very clever. The way they've been shot, it makes the movie even better. And apparently, them two are very good in the movie, whatever. So I wanted to say, I want to watch it. He's like, oh, yeah, you will love it. He's like, yeah, I might go and watch it when I'm in New York. He's like, oh, you should take Gemma with you. And I was like, oh, I don't think she will come and watch that. And they were like, why? She's a girl. She will love those kind of movies. And I was like, oh, her favorite movie is Rambo.
Yeah, Wuthering Heights isn't really for me.
And they were like, Rambo. And I was like, yes. Like, my one is The Notebook. Hers is Rambo. So I'm telling you, she won't like to watch this movie. So the other day, when I came back from New York, I said to her, the kids were in here. I said, oh, we could go to the cinema. She was like, yeah, we could go and have a look. And I was like, I want to watch Wuthering Heights. She was like, oh, no, I'm not going to go and watch that. No. I heard it's shocking. And also, no, I don't want to see that.
Scream 7's on.
That's what she wants to go and watch.
Would you rather watch Wuthering Heights over Scream?
Probably, yes. Oh. I watch both.
It's very long as well, isn't it?
It's 2 hours.
That's too long for a film. If it's
romantic film, yeah.
If it's more than 1 hour 40,
yeah,
I'm
probably,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's Wuthering Heights, Gorks. Why don't you just get the book?
Because I don't like reading.
Well, there you go. Do you know what I mean?
Why am I going to read?
Hand on heart, I've three people I know who've watched it have said it was very, very boring.
Really?
They said it was beautiful, but Toulon left. Yeah, Toulon loves a rom com. And he left.
Sure.
Toulon, because he's a proper wet wipe, Tools. He'll sit through anything.
Every person that I spoke about it and have watched it, like, it's amazing. People like, for example, like they are into cinema. People, there's like photographers, videographers, choreographers who like dance and like all the cinematography or like sitting and everything. So, I don't know.
So you want to go and
I'll
see
go
that?
On my own. No worries.
You go and watch that. I'll go and watch Scream and then we'll meet after for a pizza.
Great.
We actually would, wouldn't we? I think Scream's on quite late, to be honest. It'll be out on Netflix soon, though, surely, won't it?
Scream 2?
Yeah, they both will. So why don't we not go cinema?
No, I want to go cinema.
Why don't we go for food somewhere instead?
I want to go
cinema. Yeah.
Yeah, because then I don't have to talk to you for 2 hours.
I know, we love the cinema. We genuinely, and before kids, how often did we go to the cinema?
Yeah.
It was at least every other weekend.
Would you happen that to you? I remember once, long time ago, I came back when I used to work on the ships, yeah? Came back to Spain, and my mate was like, oh, are you back here? Yes, oh, should we meet up and catch up? And I was like, yeah, what are you going to do? Oh, let's go to the cinema. And I was like, you wanted to see me and catch up if we go to the cinema?
You're not speaking,
you're not going to speak.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's a perfect date, the cinema, I think. You don't have to look at each other because you both sat facing forward. You can eat your own food. You don't have to share food. Just say, you get your own, I'll get mine. And then you find out, after the movie, you say, what did you think? And if they say, oh, it was amazing, and you thought it was crap, you think, oh, God, we've now in common. Whereas if they give the same review that you would give, you think, oh, I could give him a second date. This time, one where we can actually interact.
Nice.
The last time we went for the cinema, both times, I went into labour two days or so after, didn't I?
Yeah, you're not pregnant now, so...
No, but I'm saying it was Rambo, the very last Rambo.
And Rocky. You see?
We watched the latest Rocky, and then I had Mia, and then we watched the very last Rambo.
All the other
it's
movies.
Stallone, you see. That's
all
what
the other movies. The last movie that I went to see, it was It Ends With Us. You know,
It Ends With Us.
With the Blake and
Blake Lively, yeah.
And the how is called something.
Dalgini, I can't say his name.
Anyway, again, romantic movie. I'll have to go and watch it on my own.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that. I can't remember the last time I went cinema, but I do love the cinema's pick and mix.
Went to the cinema not long ago to buy popcorn, remember?
Yeah, you went specifically into the cinema just to buy popcorn and pick and mix
and
to bring home.
And watch home
for us to watch a film at home.
Yeah, what we watched, it was Metropolis. No, it was the one of the red dog.
Clifford?
Yeah.
Clifford the big red dog.
So that's the dilemma anyway. No big deal.
So what film do we watch? You let us know. Lost in Translation at bowermedia.co.uk. Has anyone seen both films?
Okay,
we need reviews on them.
Let us know. When this podcast goes live, on social media, we'll do a poll with both movies. Which one would you choose to watch? Yeah?
077-610-39898. Let us know. Are you Team Scream or Team...
I will watch both.
Team Wuthering.
Yeah.
It's too long. I love the costumes, and I think the period dramas look incredible. But it's like, I've seen Secret Garden. That was like the similar times. Yeah. But I'm trying to think of a romantic film, because there's romantic parts in films like Rambo. Not romance, but there's like Terminator 2, Judgment Day. He's really sad at the end. He forms a relationship with John Connor. When he's going down into that lava, he gives the thumbs up. Oh, I want the Terminator 2 theme tune at my funeral.
I'm laughing because I did something the other day. I sent you something and your answer was nothing that I was expecting to have the answer, but it was very funny.
I am funny.
What was it?
We always send each other memes.
No, in fact, I told Arduino, and Arduino was pissing himself because I sent him this so like important or like, you know, like meaningful to you, and you just didn't pay attention to that. You just went with something else.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it was. It was very funny. It was in New York.
Because I always look at the backgrounds of videos. I get sent videos of people doing stuff, and I always look at like what room they're in the house, or if the curtains are clean, and what's in the background of them.
Oh yeah, so I got it here. It was so funny. So sorry. So the last day in New York, I went to this building called The Edge in Hudson Yards, and it's on the 101st floor.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, and I was there. Have in mind, I'm shit myself in the heights, yeah? So when they have the floor closed, and then you have this balcony that you go outside and it's all glass, and you have even like a glass floor that you can look down and see the city. So I went outside to take pictures, but to get the nice ones, you have to really get close to the glass. And at one point, it's so windy that I thought I was going to lose my hat. I have to take it off and everything. So I was trying to take this selfie and video, and I was like, don't look down, don't look down. Anyway, I made the video, incredible view, like the whole buildings. Started to head, look at this, looks amazing. And she replied, wow.
The windows.
Yes, she replied this.
I practically went through my head.
She was like, wow, imagine having to clean those windows so high up.
Yeah, it went through my mind.
Nothing about the view, like, you know, the massive buildings. She was like, wow, imagine having to clean those windows.
Yeah, imagine that's your job, to clean, because you have a contract, don't you? Like, Camera does the windows in Manchester. You have a contract with the hotels and the buildings to clean the windows on them little ledges.
Yeah.
Imagine having to clean them windows.
You have a harnesses.
Don't matter.
And some machine that goes up.
But if it's windy, it's practical. Should we solve a dilemma from a good listener this week?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new-to-you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to therealreal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at therealreal.com. That's therealreal.com. Terms apply.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
This episode of Lost in Translation is sponsored by Whoop.
For those of you who don't know, Whoop is a wearable strap that tracks your sleep, strain, stress, and heart health 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whoop gives you a complete view of your health. I've actually matched my band today to my outfit.
And by the way, you're going to love the new bands.
And if there's any females listening, you can track your period on Whoop as well. I do that. So you put it, logs your data from everything. It'll tell you what phase of your cycle you're in, tell you when to pull back on training.
Yep.
My recovery today was like 80-something percent.
Nice. My one is 62 only. Yeah.
There you go. Since we started using Whoop, it has genuinely made a positive impact on our lives, a really positive one. And having the kids in the house, it comes with broken sleep and Benji. But Whoop has helped us build routines that actually last.
Spring is nearly upon us, so it's a great time of the year to make some positive changes to your life, and Whoop is the perfect coach to help you on your journey.
So get started on Whoop today for free by going to join.whoop.com/translation. That's join.whoop.com/translation. Before we do this dilemma, I need a drink.
Yeah. I'm thirsty today, you know.
Well, my throat keeps making me go. It keeps making me do that every time you have a drink. I don't know why.
Bloody hell, you sound like a pig.
Don't we all? So this week's dilemma comes in from Donna. Hello, Donna. She says, I love the pod. Listen to you every week. Gracias.
De nada.
And my question is, how would you deal with your child no longer being invited to other classmates' birthday parties?
I would be grateful.
Aww. I know, you don't do that. You don't do any parties. It's me. I always take them to the parties. You've took me to about three parties in a whole life.
Mia loves you to take her to the party.
Yeah, of course she does. It's the same class since nursery. My daughter is four, and I make the effort to take her to every single party that she's invited to. However, when it comes to my daughter's birthdays, we never have a party for her, as we're always away on her birthdays. It's during the summer holidays. I feel this might be why she doesn't get invited anymore. What I would like to know is, how do I approach this? My daughter has many years of school left, and I understandably, she's going to get upset the older she gets, and she starts realising, what should I do? What would you both do? It's really devastating me, to be honest.
Well, I don't think it's because... I understand you, because I was the summer holidays birthday boy. So, for example, you know when I said to you that I don't really like to celebrate my birthday? That's one of the reasons, because I grew up not celebrating it.
Yeah.
Because when I was... My birthday was on the 4th of September, and we go back to school on the 12th, 15th of September. So right. I was always away, or with my mum and dad and my brother, or I was in Portugal with my grandparents. So I celebrated with them, but I've never had the, school friends, is your birthday, this weekend we do something with your school friends. I never had that, really. I think I did it once in my whole life. But I don't think that's a reason also that she doesn't celebrate her birthday with the school people because she's away, a reason for her not to be invited with the other school people.
I think what it is, Donna, you have to remember, first of all, she's only four.
Yeah.
So what we've learned from Mia is in reception and year one...
What do you ever do?
For Mia's birthday party last year, we invited the whole class just because it was simpler. We hired at a play centre, and the whole class came. And the year before in reception, we did the same. and a lot of other people did. Now she's in year two.
I think it's a group, isn't it?
It's, yeah. So the last few parties Mia's been invited to, she's not been invited to lots of parties. It's like the groups have got smaller.
Yeah.
And first of all, it's the expense for the parents. I've already told Mia this year, you ain't having that whole play centre again. You can pick the because it's lovely for the class, but there was like people who she'd never even spoke about to us, yeah. You think we're paying for them and all this.
Yeah.
And also, there's 37 kids in Mia's class. So it's pressure on the parents to imagine you have to buy 37 gifts throughout the whole year,
yeah.
As well as your own family and friends.
36.
36. So the parties will naturally get smaller in terms of invitations anyway, Donna. Don't worry about that.
Also, imagine 36 kids, for sure, you spend half of the school year every Sunday, going to a birthday party.
Yeah, it's a lot. But what you could do, so if she's four, I'm assuming maybe she's in reception. Yeah, it will be reception, isn't it? With you being away...
Do it before.
Yeah, maybe just say to her, pick a few friends. So where I grew up, there was me, Marissa, Simone, Kim and Stuart. Stuart was the only lad on the estate. And he used to have a birthday party every year for the boys. He'd go out... You know, his mum would take them all football or whatever. And then he used to have a tea party for me, Simone, Marissa and Kim. It was brilliant. And so he used to do it separately. So you could say to her, we're going to be away for your birthday, but when we come back or before we go, if you want to pick five or six friends, pick five or six friends and have them round at yours, you know, butties in the garden, just somewhat simple. They're only four. You don't need to go mad. Or take them, I don't know what you could do, take them to the play centre, and because she'll find her own little group of friends. Yeah. Mia, in reception, everyone was a best friend a different day. Now she's got about four or five core friends, hasn't she? And for a party this year, she wants them to go to the cinema with her, which is fine. So you could do that, and then she'll be invited, hopefully, to theirs. And that's all that matters, because there'll be a little core group anyway.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do, Donna. I would just, I'd make a WhatsApp group maybe a few weeks before the summer holiday, or when you come back, and just say it's whatever.
Who knows?
They might not be able to
because they might be away on holidays too. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could say, for example, your daughter's called Mia. Mia's birthday is when we were away. We're not going to be around for a party, but we'd love to invite your kids before we go or when we come back. I would do it that way.
Yeah. I will do what Gemma says.
Yeah. Because it's the birthday parties are the bane of my life. Every time an invite comes through, I'm chuffed for Mia, but I also think, friggin' hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Me too.
And it's also things like, because we pay, Mia does gymnastics on a Saturday, jiu-jitsu on a Sunday. That's when parties are.
Mm.
So you're also paying for stuff monthly that they're not going to every week because they're at a birthday party. She went to a climbing one recently.
And some of them at like 10 o'clock in the morning. You're like, why are you going at 10 o'clock? Mm. I want to have a lie down.
She went to a climbing one, and when we got there...
Sorry, lie in, not lie down.
Gorky didn't take her. I took her, didn't I? And it was when my back was bad. And it was a climbing one. I had to physically harness her into every single wall. Like, they gave you a briefing. And I said to the guy, I said, so what, you don't clip her in? And he was like, no, you do it. I said, I ain't qualified to be clipping her in. She was like skyscrapering. So that it's just a job.
So what is Mia doing this year?
She wants to go to cinema.
Okay. She told me.
She said cinema or a garden party, because Mia's a 4th of July baby, so hopefully it'll be nice weather, touch wood. So she said a garden party or cinema. Cinema, depends what's on.
Yeah.
I'm happy for her to have a garden party. Get a little bouncy castle.
Pool.
Pool?
If it's hot.
Stupid.
Why not? If they have the pool there.
I'm not having kids in the house with a pool, Gorka.
I would be the bodyguard.
No.
The bodyguard, the lifeguard.
No. That's what I mean. No.
What's wrong with me? I came from New York, so my English is a bit like confusing.
We've booked to go away and we've got a little cabin, haven't we?
Yeah.
And it's got a little boat and a jetty.
Do you know
and
what
I'm
we,
already
I have
panicking.
The idea. Do you know what we could do?
What?
If it's a garden party, we can ask then.
As if you just meant full camp. We can ask.
We can ask the lady.
Yeah.
The field lady. The field.
Oh, yeah, the lady who owns the field.
And on the field, we can put the water slide. You know, the one that you have the sprinkle of the water.
Yeah.
And they can slide on the field. That would be awesome for them.
Yeah.
We can open the, you know, like, put a, like a, on the fence.
Yeah.
Like a little stepper to go back and forward.
Yeah.
And they could go on the field with the horse pie, put it in, they can do with the, like, we can get like, you know, like the
slip inside. It's called
yeah, but
slip
you can get
slide.
Like inflatable donuts.
Yeah.
And they can go down. I'd do that.
Our house backs onto a farmer's field.
That would be awesome.
The lady who owns it, her and her dad are brilliant.
Like Tiago will say, that would be so cool.
So cool.
No, we could do that.
Why don't we ask if we can have the horses in our garden for a few nights? Or the sheep, there's two sheep in at the minute. One of them comes right up to the fence and she did warn me about him. She said he's like a big dog and he'll recognise you. That's all I needed to know. I was straight out the morning after, bit of bird seed. I only give him a tiny bit because it can upset the gut. I did check. And I was like this to him. He come plodding over. He come right up
the
to
the horse
me,
go, or the
sheep. I think I told you and then you said actually you saw me.
Why you go the sheep here? It's a she.
Why is it a she?
The sheep are female.
They're not. Yes. A sheep can be male or female.
La oveja.
A sheep can be male or female. What are you on about? So what's a male sheep called?
I don't know.
A ram.
There we go.
He's saying there you go, like Henry. Producer Henry didn't Google it for him.
No, but I know in Spanish, la oveja y no es la oveja.
La oveja, la oveja.
As you see.
So we've got two female sheep then in the field.
There you go.
I've learnt something then.
Yes. The sheep, la oveja.
Oh, I bet they're lonely without a ram.
Yeah.
Oh.
Baby lambs can be boy or girl, but...
Obviously, it's dependent on how they're born.
Yeah.
Oh, but Donna, thank you for getting in touch. And yes, like I said, first of all, don't panic. She's only four. Set a little group up before or after you go away, explaining you're away on holiday, but your daughter would really love to do something with X, Y, and Z kids. Mm-hmm. Do something then, even if it's just round at your house. And then this time... 2 years down the line, you'll be thinking, thank God she's not invited to every single party because the expense, the time, the energy, the faff and the hassle is.
Also, by the way, you forgot to read this, but did you know that Donna was a massive fan of you since the Hollyoaks days?
Well, Donna's got taste, that's why. She's got good taste, Gorks.
Saying that, I was in when I was in New York. Yeah, one of the groups that they were part of the run, they were massive groups from Ireland.
Right.
Yeah, and obviously I was there, sitting there, and I didn't say who I was and stuff like that. And we were just sat on the last day after then the drink celebration, and it was already St. Patrick's Day celebration. Yeah. So there was a bit like they were swilling a couple of Guinness. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he came and talked to me. And then one of the girls, it was the girl and another guy that was with them. They were the youngest ones, so we were always together. And she said, oh, yeah, he's a dancer. And I was like, oh, really? She was like, yeah. And then she said, oh, Strictly Come Dancing. And I was like, no, you're not. And I was like, yeah. She's like, and she's like, what's your name? And I said, Gorka. She's like, wait. She's like, you're Jim Atkinson's partner, right? And I was like, yes, and Jim, I bloody love your wife. And I was like, so do I. And they were like, she's like, honestly, sorry, I don't know who you are, but I love her, you know, since Hollyoaks. Big fan.
There you go, good taste.
Yeah.
Oh, did you think, oh, great.
They were chuffed. And even when I left, I bumped into them when I was leaving to the airport, and they saying, bye, like, please tell Gemma we love her.
Oh, bless them.
Yeah.
That's really kind, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is kind because they could imagine if they said to you, oh, I've seen your missus, she's such a twat.
She seems I will like go, right. I know.
Yeah, you'd be like, I know. Should we do the game?
Yes.
So this week's game, which we're just finding out about now, it's called
You Laugh, You Lose.
Before we play this week's game, we've had a message from Kirsty after she watched Gemma's mum answering questions on Mother's Day. Let's read this from Kirsty. It says, Gemma, the throwing up on the conservatory story is hilarious. Me and my best mate did the same, but she threw up in a shoebox. The sick leaked out of the corners as I was running down the landing to get it to the bathroom.
You shouldn't laugh.
That's gross.
You shouldn't laugh.
Why?
Because if you laugh, you lose.
We've not started yet.
That was the game, no?
It still makes me feel sick thinking about it. And I don't advise anyone do this because it's not true. But someone told us in school, if you suck on a 2p coin, it gets rid of you being drunk. It stops you the smell of alcohol so your mum and dad won't know you've
been
drinking.
How about drink milk?
Well, no. So we used to go and get drunk on this Mad Dog 2020. And me and Marissa.
How old were you?
Like fifth year of school. So again, I don't advise it.
You see, have such a different grow-ups.
Yeah, it was like fifth year at school and then we'd go home. And
high school or primary school?
Friggin' hell, what do you think? You're not primary school, high school. So okay, I was nearly 16. Know. And And it was like
nearly
a little,
16.
It was like a my little bottle.
My first like a holly drink, I was 19.
Well, God bless you. That's very good.
Yeah, when I used to go 17, yeah. If I used to go to the light disco in the afternoon, they won't serve you alcohol.
Well, we used to have fake IDs.
Yeah, you could have fake IDs, but they will check them on you.
You won't get away with it now. But we used to get fake IDs. Oh, there was a local man. You could used to buy him a chippy.
The thing is, you could have, for example, in Spain, if you were going out to the light discos, yeah, which is until like midnight, yeah?
Yeah.
You could have a fake ID to go in because you have to be under 16, yeah? But even if you have fake ID, in the bars, they won't sell alcohol until midnight. That makes sense.
Well, in the UK, it was completely different.
I've never drank or been drunk.
It was only
in my
like
house.
The bottle was about this big. And then, so me and Marissa would drink it, and then we used to spin around, and everyone from school, it was like 15 of us, and we're all still mates. In fact, the girl Carly, who, when we went to see the Strictly show, she came and chatted to me. She used to do it with us.
Throwing everybody under the bus.
And but we took these 2p coins, walking home, thinking, yeah, no one's going to know we're drunk. And remember my mum, once, she said to me, after like years and years, I said, do you know we used to suck 2p coins so you wouldn't know we were drunk because you wouldn't smell it? And she said, I didn't need to smell it, Gemma. I could tell you were pissed because you couldn't walk straight. And it dawned on me and I was like, oh, yeah. Might get rid of the smell, but we could still... She said I used to stand like just swaying, looking at her, like with a 2p coin in my mouth. And all this time, her and Beverly knew what we were doing, but she's like, it was so different then. As long as I was on that 5 to 10 bus home, it didn't matter.
I think at my first like drink, alcoholic drink, it was like probably like 19, 20.
Really?
Yeah, I never really drink until then. And I've never
got... None of your friends?
Yeah, some of them drink, but I never drink. And I even like, have in mind, when I was like your age that you were saying, I wasn't going out, I was going with my mum and dad to the ballroom evenings, the dance ballroom. I mean, so I only started to go out when I was like 18, 19. I'd go out and come home maybe like at 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Yeah.
When I was like high school,
yeah.
If I was going out with my friends, like for the light discos, at 10:30 I have to be home.
Aww.
Or my mum used to
same for me.
Or my dad used to pick me up to go to the dance, ballroom dance. But I'd never drink in that way when I was young.
You used to have Kappa pants, a bottle of White Lightning and a chippy. Yeah. It was a Friday night.
Being on my 20s, when I was in my 20s, before I went away or whatever, still living with my mum and dad, I used to go out and come home maybe like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., I've never come home drunk or feeling like you're going to throw up. Never.
So when you first did drink, did you enjoy it or did you feel like absolute crap?
No, because I had one drink or a gin and tonic or two gin and tonics, but I never like go like, I'm going to get drunk.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We never had hangovers. I mean, a little bottle of 2020 shared between like four people. It's probably about that much each.
Yeah,
but because we were young at the time, we were like, we're cool and
not even like on the like... Some people drink and get drunk. I've never been one of those people that like to get to the point of like being like drunk. You know, people then you, he's drunk, needs to go home.
Anyway, let's move on to the game. So this week's game is called You Laugh, You Lose. Because it is April Fool's Day, we're going to be taking it in turns to read out dad jokes. And the first person to laugh loses. If we don't laugh at all, then producer Henry's dad jokes are just really, really bad. Okay, so should I read out my joke first or do you want to?
Sure, you can go, yeah.
Okay, so my joke is, why do bees have sticky hair? Do you know?
No.
Because they use honeycombs.
I think I'm not going to laugh in any of these jokes just because... Just because I'm Spanish and that's amazing.
And
make
you don't
sense.
Get them.
Yeah, so okay. I think I'm going to win it anyway.
How does a penguin build its house?
With ice?
It glues it together.
Okay.
Do you get it though?
Yeah, igloo. Like glue.
Okay.
I'm Spanish, not stupid, Gemma.
Okay, do you want to do one?
How do you make a snooker table laugh?
How do you make a snooker table laugh?
Yeah. Tickle its balls.
That's funny.
Tickle means tickle.
It does it? I didn't know what tickle meant.
What do cats eat for their breakfast?
What do cats eat for their breakfast? It's not catnap.
Miss Crispies? Mice? Miss?
Mice Crispies.
Mice Crispies?
Why do skeletons fight each other?
I don't know.
Why don't skeletons fight each other?
And then they're dead.
They've not got the guts. There you go.
It's you who made me laugh with the face.
Why did the guy get fired from the calendar factory?
Missed the month.
missed a month.
I don't know.
He took a day off.
What do you call a warm puppy?
A warm puppy? A hot dog?
Yes. Why does Santa have such a big sack?
Because he's got to fill it with this a lot of toys.
This is going to be funny.
Why does he have such a big sack?
Because he only comes once a year.
Oh, no. You've dotted my wholesome time of year.
Why did Piglet have his head in the toilet?
Piglet?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was looking for a poo.
Oh, Pooh Bear. He never has pants on, Pooh. Have you noticed? When he's the Pooh, he wears a t-shirt but no pants.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
Who designed it?
Ooh. What kind of bees produce milk?
Like a bee?
Yeah, like a bumblebee.
Milk.
A booby.
I knew that as well, looking at them. Say yours.
As if you have to make it dutty again.
And me?
Yeah. You went on looking at them. Any more? Or is that all we've got time for?
Yeah.
I think that's a draw.
Yes.
Because you laughed at some even though you didn't understand them.
It just, those that jokes, it's like Neil Jones, that's what makes me laugh.
No offence, Neil, but no, the dad like, jokes are like you.
No, I mean like when Neil Jones made the jokes, I don't get them. I think it's something.
Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. Thank you very, very much. If you got to this point,
my
thank
back
you.
Is wrecking. I've been sat in this chair today.
He's got a bad back from that flight. Who does a 30-mile run and then sits for hours on a plane?
Have in mind, the guy was with me, yeah?
He's told me he's doing a marathon, by the way.
Maybe. Not to be seen. The guy who was with me, yeah, and the Irish guy, Sean, he flew. I flew on a Thursday, yeah. He landed on a Saturday because he was working. He worked for Aer Lingus. So he's a cabin crew member.
Cabin crew, yeah.
So he flew from Ireland to New York on Saturday, landed there. On Sunday morning at 3:30, he met us to do the half marathon. He ran it in 1 hour and 17 minutes,
wow.
Went back with us. We went for lunch and then he got on a flight back to Ireland.
Oof.
Yeah, so well done.
Well done, Sean. I don't know who you are, but well done.
Yeah. I think he's Sean, by the way.
You hope he's called Sean. As always, thank you so much for listening. We are back again next week. And if you do want to get in touch, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, lost.in.podcast across all social media, or 077-610-39898. And please do keep us posted if you want us to discuss anything. Maybe you've got some games that you think yourself and Gorch can tackle. Any dilemmas, please let us know. And of course, don't forget to decide what we do eventually watch, Wuthering Heights or Scream 7.
Yeah, and let us know your opinion about how we can help Donna also.
Yeah, bless Donna.
And before we go, I have something to discuss with you on the next episode.
And before we go, I've got something to discuss with you. Seeing as though you like eating pigs so much, you've been one throughout this whole ep.
What?
That's all I'm going to say. When you watch on YouTube, you'll know why. Thank you very much.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.